Good evening to you all, and thank you for joining us once again for the Salvation Meeting here on Fortress Radio. How has your week been? How has your year been so far? I've heard some people say, New Year, same as the old year. Well, it may be so. But I pray that you are living in the sure and certain knowledge that you have a loving, caring God who holds each one of us in his hands. I'm starting a new series of meetings this week, which are going to be based on the first epistle of Peter. And what I'm hoping we can all gain tonight is that sense of reassurance that we are, through God's grace and Jesus' blood, assured a home in heaven. Hallelujah. Some of my thoughts this week were prompted by a post on Facebook by Commissioner Harry Reid, in which he told us something of the background of one of the many songs that he's written. And that song will be our message from the songsters this evening. It got me thinking about the pathways we all have to travel on in our lives. And I asked myself the question, which way are you going? Well, I'm aiming to go to heaven, and I have confidence in that promise as long as I travel that road, those pathways, with the Lord that I love and serve. What a reassurance that is in a time of worry and despair for so many. Our first song this evening is number 447. Who comes to me, the Saviour said, to him I freely give. Eternal life, though he were dead, yet henceforth shall he live. His life shall be with gladness filled. His treasure is on high. And here's that promise. Bright sunshine shall his pathway gild, and he shall never die. Thank you. thank you for that great sing together. I realised that we used that tune a little while ago, but to completely different words. Well, both of those sets of words are well worth singing, and singing over and over again. Let's pray now. The reason Jesus knew our pathway so well is a simple one. He's walked this very road himself. He knows exactly what it's like to be a person in the world, because he's been there and done it. There's a wonderful chorus I'd like to share as we pray this evening. The words of the chorus are, "He's the Christ of the human road, and he offers to carry your load. He's walking your way every night, every day, this Christ of the human road. He is human and yet so divine, and he knows your heart's sorrows and mine. In all kinds of need, he's a true friend indeed, this Christ of the human road." Let's listen to a lovely arrangement of that chorus by Howard Davis. And if Jesus isn't yet walking along that road with you, please ask him to join you in your walk through life this evening. The Christ of the human road. Dear Lord, we thank you that you are our companion through every trial and every turmoil that we ever have to face. You are there beside us. We're reminded of that old poem about the footprints. When we see two sets of footsteps at good times as we walk through life alongside you, but only one set on those days where life is so hard that we need you to carry us through and help us reach the next easier stage. Lord, we thank you that we are assured a place in heaven if we remain close to you, believe in you, trust in you, serve you, love you, and if we're washed in the blood that you shed at Calvary for each and every one of us. So hear our prayers tonight. Walk alongside us. Keep our spirits up in these difficult days. And we know that one day we will be able to look on your face in heaven and give you all the praise and glory that for now we carry in our hearts. Amen. Well, it's not just me asking about directions this evening. Very appropriately now, we're going to listen to the singing company. And this is the Wood Green Singing Company 1985 vintage with Joy Webb's perennial favourite, Which Way? Bible reading this evening is taken from 1 Peter chapter 1 and verses 1 to 9. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect, exiles scattered throughout the provinces of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who've been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, to be obedient to Jesus Christ and sprinkled with his blood. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honour when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Now, I'm recording this meeting this evening in a slightly different place. I normally sit in my studio at home and record my narration there. Unfortunately, the Harry Music Studio's got a bit of a problem at the moment with the electrics. If I put them on, I trip the lights all over the rest of the house, and so therefore I've got to get that looked at and sorted out. And so today I'm recording with my portable microphone, sitting amongst some trees. You might just hear the odd bird in the background as I'm talking to you. And I can't help being almost overwhelmed once again by the beauty of nature. Even the beauty that you can see in bare trees, silhouetted against a white sky. And there's another lovely song tucked away in our songbook, number 531, that was written by an Australian Salvation Army officer called Lily Sampson. Verse 2 is so apt for this evening, and also for a world that's living under the shadow and threat of this viral pandemic. There are shadows on the earthly pathway where at times uncertainly we tread. In perplexity we halt and linger, till our faith again is upward led. For the heights of truth are ever calling, and celestial radiance from afar on our pilgrim way is gently falling, for our comfort where the shadows are. Yes, Jesus wants us to share our lives with him. He wants to walk our way every night, every day. So don't live in the shadow. Come out into his light today.
Thank you.
In the piece of writing I spoke about earlier, Commissioner Harry Reid told the story of the way the song Become Aware of Him came to be written. The first line of that song says, of course, Jesus knows your way, the road your feet now tread. It's just what I've been saying to you tonight. He never expects us to walk this pathway alone. It's a road that he knows, and he wants to be on that road with us as we walk life's way. So become aware of him in a very special way as we listen now to the Agincourt Temple Songsters and this lovely song with words by Harry Reid and music by Robert Redhead. Become aware of him. When Sarah and I first got together in 2014, I'm sure that it happened because I trusted God. Sometime earlier, God had said to me, "Trust me." I thought it a bit strange in a way because I'd always tried to be a Christian. Wasn't I trusting enough? Well, it would be very true to say that my life followed the path of that old chorus. Not a chorus that we're using tonight, but one that I'm sure will come to mind for you, as it did for me. My way has brighter grown since I learned to trust him more. As Sarah and I began our relationship, our special motto became, keep trusting. And I can't recommend a better one to you than to encourage you, whoever you are, wherever you are, and whatever life may throw at you, to just trust him. So what could our next song be than song number 892? Simply trusting. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting him whate'er befall, trusting Jesus. That is all. And with Burns Night falling next Monday, what better tune can we use tonight than the great Scottish melody, Will Ye Not Come Back Again? Simply trusting. The band piece for this evening needs no real introduction from me. It's Ray Steadman Allen's classic selection, In Quiet Pastures. And we're going to listen to that piece now, played for us by the International Staff Band. Thank you. What a beautiful piece of music that is. Do we, in our wonderful library of band music, or even within our whole Salvation Army liturgy, have many pieces better than that one? At times like this, I just want to thank God for the tremendous gift of music that he's given us. And not only army music, of course. Well, no. It sometimes surprises my friends or people who get to know me, but I don't spend my entire life listening to Salvation Army music. Oh, I love it, don't get me wrong. But Salvation Army music is just one of many styles and genres of music that I listen to on a very regular basis. I've never been quite up with the times, though. So what's in this week's Top of the Pop, even since I was a young lad, has never really meant a great deal to me. It would be fair to say that I've rarely discovered and loved new music at the time that that music was first released. For example, I only became a big fan of the Beatles 8 or 9 years after they'd ceased to exist as a group. The Beach Boys had already had their 15th anniversary before I discovered them. And with my all-time favourite type of music being progressive rock, I'm still often found listening to music that was written and recorded by groups such as Yes and Genesis from the 1970s. Part of the problem may lie with my parents. Dad had many, many hundreds of records at home when I was growing up. About 90% of them were probably army. And the nearest any of them ever got to pop music with a few albums by the Joystrings and the Seekers. Do you remember them? They were a folk group from Australia in the 1960s, responsible for songs such as The Carnival Is Over and Morning Town Ride. So that gives you an idea of what I listen to. And with my listening to these artists, plus my army music, and if I ever need anything just a little bit more serious, I also have a great love of the music of Mozart, Wagner and Mahler as well. I'm never short of something that will suit my mood. Well, certainly as far as listening to music is concerned. Now, you might be asking yourself, where's he going with this? And that would be a most wonderful, welcome and appropriate question. Because the question, where am I going, will never be far from my mind this evening. In a few moments, we're going to hear a song from the musical The Blood of the Lamb, where we join a procession of people from all around the world whose lives had been touched by Jesus as a result of their encounter with General William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army. The song was sung by a converted burglar called Sidney, and I wish I could have played you an excerpt from the first tape of that musical that I ever had. It was a tape with a maroon cover from the 1978 International Congress in London, with John Gowans playing William Booth. And on it, there's a little sequence that became something of a catchphrase in our house. Sidney, if I remember correctly, was prone to exaggerate a bit, and maybe even tell the odd fib. But far from reprimanding him, the character of the founder, and I can hear it right now, 40 years after someone stole the tape from Dad's office at the hall, I can hear John Gowans's voice simply saying to Sidney, "Now, Sidney, remember where we're going?" And Sidney, just a little abashed, would temper his pronouncements accordingly. Well, until the next time, of course. And that was the phrase that my dad used to use to my sisters and I if we were ever caught or suspected of fibbing at home. Dad would smile and say to us, "Mark Harry, remember where we're going?" That message got through, and it stayed with me for my whole life. How great is that? Here's the song that went with that character. Oh, he knew where and when it was time to go to heaven.
Over here, Sidney, my lad. You know Sidney.
Course I know Sidney. Made breaking and entering into a refined work of art. Till he got saved, of course. What are you doing here, Sidney boy?
Here for the procession, of course. He's going in today, ain't he? And we're going in with him.
Yeah, I know, but how did you get to hear about it? And how did you know it was today?
I just know it's time to go. I just know it's time to go to heaven. It's today, and I must be on my way. Yes, I must be on my way to heaven. I just know it's time to go. I just know it's time to go to heaven. It's today, and I must be on my way. Yes, I must be on my way to heaven. Just take my word, my soul is stirred, and in my heart the call I've heard. I can't explain, but it's quite plain. The whole angel calls my name. Why should I fear or shed a tear? The beckoning trumpet call I hear. You know it's true, you hear it too. Let's go together, me and you. I just know it's time to go. I just know it's time to go to heaven. It's today, and I must be on the way. Yes, I must be on the way to heaven.
Yes, I must be on my way to heaven. Yes, I must be on my way to heaven. Yes, I must be on my way.
Remember where we're going. Well, I'm doing all I can to try and make sure I'm going to heaven one day, and I sincerely hope you listeners are too. For by the grace of God and the blood of Jesus, we are indeed promised a place. Right at the start of Peter's letter, we read his plea that Christians will stay faithful through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, through obedience to Christ, and through being sprinkled by his blood. What a lovely phrase that is. He then goes on in verses 3-9 to give us the most wonderful reassurance that if we live such a life, we will one day receive an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that's ready to be revealed. What a promise! As long as we remember where we're going. Now, a few of you listening tonight might be thinking that this is all just a little bit morbid. And if so, then I maintain the right to disagree with you heartily. We're going to end our meeting in a short while with a song that, especially during the last 40 years, has probably been used almost exclusively in funeral services. Yet that need not be so. Not at all. For right now, in January 2021, we are living in a world in which millions of people that we meet every day, either in person or online, are scared stiff. They are scared of getting ill with COVID, or someone close to them getting ill, and maybe even dying. Well, why not? There were over 600,000 extra deaths last year in the UK alone due to the pandemic. People may well say they have a right to be scared. There's a question going round on social media that's asking if any of us have personally known anyone who's contracted or even died from the coronavirus. When it first appeared, it seemed that not many people did. But as time has gone on, more and more of us have found ourselves affected personally by this terrible illness. And I, like many of you, have now lost friends, family members, and Salvation Army comrades to it. No wonder people are scared. Earlier in the meeting, we heard the selection by Ray Stedman Allen in Quiet Pastures. The first tune that we heard in that selection reminded us of the words about the varied way of life that we journey. Let me read to you again that second verse. There are shadows on the earthly pathway where at times uncertainly we tread. In perplexity we halt and linger till our faith again is upward led. For the heights of truth are ever calling, and celestial radiance from afar on our pilgrim way is gently falling, for our comfort where the shadows are. So it's for right now. Oh yes, those words are just right for us in 2021, aren't they? Are we scared stiff, or do we need to remember where we're going? The final tune in that same selection is, I would have to say, the least well known. And I must confess that I must have played the piece dozens of times over many years before I knew the words that were associated with it. It's not in the songbook. It hasn't been in the songbook for at least 70 years. And to find the words, you might have to go all the way back to the musical Salvationist of July 1888. But if you did, you'd find this verse. The fear of death has gone forever. No more to cause my heart to grieve. There is a place, I dare believe, in heaven for me beyond the river. My soul has found a resting place, and I am now, through heavenly grace, at peace with God. For right now, again, all I can say is, wow. And again, I have to ask, are we scared stiff? Or do we need to remember where we're going? Verse 3 of that song contains the words, no change can harm me, whichever way my course may run. One wish alone, God's will be done. None of us know God's will. We don't know his reasoning. We might ask, why has this pandemic struck our planet? Why are good people having to suffer in this way? We may even feel somewhat justified in our questioning. I don't think there's any problem with asking those questions, as long as we realise that we're not really owed any answers. We're not owed anything by God. I'm reminded, as I so often am again, of the words of Major Howard Davis in one of his songs. I could never repay God's love to me, not if I owned the world. It's enough for me, enough for all of us, to simply trust him. We're all in his hands. Whate'er the future holds for us or for those we love. And all we have to do is remember where we're going and try to bring a few others with us, if at all we can.
I shall not fear the darkened clouds may gather round me. The God I serve is one who cares and understands. Confound me, of this I am.
Lord, as we acknowledge this evening that you hold our lives in your hands, we pray that you will continue to walk by our sides on life's pathway. And if we haven't yet submitted to your will for our lives, then help each one of us to trust you more. And we will know that, whatever the future holds, you will walk with us right by our side, as we continue our journeys to our home in heaven. Amen. It's been lovely to be able to share with you all again this evening. As I said earlier, over the next few weeks, we're going to be continuing our look at Peter's first epistle. But that won't be now for a couple of weeks or so. I'll be back on the 31st of January with that praise and testimony meeting, and then we'll be into February. My thanks tonight go to the Norfolk Fellowship Brass, Gartnergate Band, the Melbourne Veterans Band, Portsmouth Citadel Songsters, Agincourt Songsters, Wood Green Singing Company, the International Staff Band and Staff Songsters, and the Canadian Staff Band, as well as Dana Curtis from Alberta in Canada, who sang I'm in His Hands so beautifully for us. Now, as I said before, our final song has become, for some reason, very much associated with funerals in the last few years. Although I do remember it often being used as a congregational song in Sunday meetings before that. It's number 676, When We All Get to Heaven. So let's lift our voices together this evening in celebration of the expectation we have as Christians of that day of rejoicing. And what a day of rejoicing it will be. Hallelujah.
What a day of rejoicing it will be. Let the old and young rejoice, 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 let the old and
And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all until we can meet like this again. Amen.